Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Chof Aleph. The Gemara on the top of the Amud brings a drasha. Rav Yisak Lili Omer. Moyed Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereishis Loi Nemra. That the din is only said by Moyed Hashem and not by Shabbos Bereishis. Ben Azayim Moyed Hashem Nemru, Afar Sadarm Loi Nemra. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosi bar Nasi gaber lo lahamasti." So, while Yada lay the frusha, they didn't know what the drasha was said for. What was the drasha said about? So, Azu Basu the Bsheishes said Arda vle Ashkei. Went to Bsheishes said Arda. He could avoid him. Azu Basu the Bchuzah Ashkei. He found him in Bchuzah. Abalei my moed eshem neb shabbos bereishis lo neb. So he asked Bsheishes, "What's the pshat on this drasha? What's the din that this drasha is saying?" Amalei moed eshem tzricha kiddush bezin shabbos bereishis ain't tzricha kiddush bezin. That davka the moyadim. Need a kiddush bezdin, but shaking Shabbos bereishis doesn't need a kiddush bezdin. And the Gemara explains, "Halka that the chamida hoyo ksivi gabim moyedois." Since Shabbos is said together with moyedois, so there would be a half a mida. "Halka that the chamida hoyo ksivi gabim moyedois." The boy kiddush bezdin, kaboyedois would also need a kiddush bezdin like moyedois. Kamash balon, then it doesn't need. So the Rashbam is masber. What does it mean moyedois Hashem tzuchi kiddush? What does it mean that yobim toiv need a kiddush? So Rashbab says it means to say that there's a did kiddush achoidish, and I did the kiddush achoidish. That's nikva, that's kaveya, when the yomtiv's going to be. We toich kach miskalish moye bismanoi. So therefore, that's what we mean when we say moye Hashem tzricha kiddush. And Rashbab explains what's the did of kiddush. Kedatam Rosh Hashanah gabi kiddush achoidish shab bezit oyim bekudish v'chol oyim be'achra bekudish bekudish. As a did that bezit has to be bekadish the achoidish. And male, that's how the Kedusha Saboya, this is totally in when the Rish Chedush is. She gets Shabbos Bereishis, is not totally in that. And the Rishbab explains, what would we need to have a Kiddush and Shabbos Bereishis? The Rishbab says, Ke'ein Shebekachin Aboya, this idea, Kiddush Rosh Chedoshim, Ein Bekachin, Echol B'Shabbos, Yishvi Yishloi Shabbos. We would have a habit of that, just like the halacha is that by Rosh Chodesh you have to be kaveya, kedei to be kaveya, when the mayid's going to be, when in every single shavua, every single week, you would have to be kaveya, when does it start the rishon of the shavua? By day that, 7 days later, will be Shabbos, kamash bon, there's no such thing. So Chazadish, in Ebeda Ezer, it's Sibakuf Bem Ches, and the Gemara Kedusha Daf La Bezayda based, where the Gemara also brings this down, a similar drasha, which Tesis is Bezayda to by us, but the Gemara dash is the same din from Moshe Seichem, that there's no din kiddush on Shabbos. As a chazanish is this kasha that we paskin like Reb Lezer ben Tzadik. And we paskin Reb Lezer ben Tzadik shita is that you need kiddush bez is only when you be kaveh Rish Chedesh on Yom Labed. What Rish Chedesh is any going to be on Yom Labed Aleph? You don't need a kiddush bez din for kachru shabayim. Since any has buch to be Rish Chedesh now, it's not possible to have Rish Chedesh the next day. So therefore, automatically, it becomes Mekudosh Be'atzmid. You don't need to go and be Mekadosh. So therefore, ask the Chazanish, so how would it be a Havamid of Bechal Shabbos Bereishis needs to have a Kiddush? Automatically, Sunday is the day after Shabbos. There's no 2 days. It's not possible like to have a week that starts a day later. Barish Chedesh, Shaykh to start today, Shaykh to start the next day. Shaking Shabbos is Pashut when the day is. And just like on Yom Lab and Aleph of Rish Chedesh, you don't need to have a Kiddush Bezim because it's automatic that today is going to be Rish Chedesh. So I did it every single, even if Be'etzim there would be a did to have a Kiddush in Shabbos, it would never be the Geya. Because anyhow, every single Sunday is automatically today is going to be Sunday. It can't be that the next day is Sunday. So therefore, it would have to be that you shouldn't need a Kiddush Bezim. How is it Shaykh Bukhal to have a Kiddush Bezim with the Dan that we pass it like Reb Lezer ben Tzadik? And if you look at the Yaris Tvash, it's Simba Yud Ches. He also is befalpo with this cheshboides that like Reb Lezer ben Tzadik lechar, it shouldn't be shaykh bechlal tzad to have a din of kiddush bezdin on Shabbos. And the tziv in Hemek Dabar, there in Parshas Emor in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Gimel, on the bottom in Herchav Dabar in Ois Beis, he says a different pshat. What does it mean? What does this drasha mean that you don't need a kiddush bezdin on Shabbos? He says that the havamida would be that just like by Rish Chedesh, we convey the Rish Chedesh compete the Moila HaLavona. He says that the Moila HaLavona in different places on the earth is at different times, and the halacha is that the Rish Chedesh is nikva al pi the Moila HaLavona for the bezdin, pi the Moila HaLavona from the Ara Yehuda, but that's where the bezdin was, and that's where it's nikva. The din of when Rosh Chedesh should be. That's where the nikvah of Rosh Chedesh, that the Havana in these places where the Moel HaRavad is, in these places, that's what's Kaveh, what Rosh Chodesh is. So therefore says that it's if we would have a habit to say that Shabbos Bereishis is also, the Din of Shabbos is also totally the fee, the Ara Yehuda, the places of Yehuda, the fee, the Yushalayim, that's where it would be Nikva, and whatever the time of the day would be, wherever the Shkia is in Yushalayim, that's where we would have a bit, that's when the day would start. And in America would start, but we have Friday, middle of the day, that's when Shabbos would start, because it would be totally in the Bezdin, which means in Yerushalayim, it would be totally in that time of day, that's when Shabbos would be, and that's when Shabbos would be Nikva for the whole Klal Yisrael. It wouldn't be totally every single place. Australia would be 7 hours ahead, America would be 7 hours behind. Everyone would be start Shabbos exact same time. That would be the Havbida. Kamash Bulan, that you don't say that. Kamash Bulan, that we say, no, that every single person, it's not totally in Bezdin, it's totally in every person by himself. Wherever Shkia of Yom Shvi of the Shvua is, in the place where you are, that's what Shabbos is. Every single person has his own Shabbos, depending on where he is. Every single place has its own Shabbos. And then the Tzivah speaks out, so Ibn Kain, that's all Shabbos. But Moyadim, that is totally in Kiddush Bezdin. So Moyadim, we should say that all Moyadim should start when the Shkia is in Yerushalayim. You have to find out when the Shkia is Yerushalayim, and that's when the Mayid should start. So he says that maybe this Nekudah of when it goes by Yom, once we establish that Shabbos, not Nikva that, so then we say, Huadin, all Mayid is Klapi, this Nekudah of Yom is also Tolim, B'chol Mokim, Shahu. And that Mayid is Tolim Kiddush Bezdin, is only Tolim the Mayid in the Kfiyas Achidesh, Alpida Mayid Haravana. But where it comes, where it's again to the Yom, where it's again to the Shemesh, where it's like, yeah, when the Yom is Nikva, that we could learn back out the Mayid is from Shabbos, that just like Shabbos, we have Xerus HaKosov, that's not telling Kiddush Bezdin, Klapi that, Huadin Mayid is not telling Kiddush Bezdin. B'chiddush to Kipshan, the Gemara from the Netziv, the Leikar HaShpam, but if he's there, it's Yishur the Chazanish's problem in the Sugya. Maybe we could say another Yishuv, appear very B'chiddush to Kipritva, and Chulun Daf Kufalov. Gemara over there is before that they didn't keep Yom Kippur 1 year. Sham to have it. It was a gzeira from the Goyim, and therefore they didn't keep Yom Kippur. They pushed off Yom Kippur to a different day. Kedei that it should be fall on Shabbos, that the Goyim should just to remember Yom Kippur. It wasn't really Yom Kippur. So the Ritva over there in Chulun Kuf Aleph Beis, the Ritva asked, how could they push Yom Kippur off? How could they not keep Yom Kippur? Shas gzeira, the halacha is that Shas Xer is Yarag Val Yabar. And it's Farhesio also Esther Ritva. Farhesio, and it's Shas Xer. How could they be over on the Isser of Yom Kippur? So the Ritva says an interesting Shad the Gemara. But there will lead the Holy Kasha, the Kiddush Chadosh of the Bezdin, also who? Well, Esser Yabar Val Yarag. Says the Ritva that they weren't over Yom Kippur, they weren't Makadosh the Chodesh. And even though to not be Makadosh the Chodesh is only an essay, says the Ritva, essay is no din of Yarag Val Yavar on. To not be Makadosh the Chodesh, says the Ritva, that is Yavar Val Yarag, that you could be over, that for Abidus Chasidus. And therefore, says the Ritva, that's what happened over that time. But what happened was not that they didn't keep Yom Kippur. They weren't Makadosh the Chodesh. And if you're not Makadosh the Chodesh, for Melon, there's no Yom Kippur. As the Kichemdo, what is the Ritva mean to say over here? Who cares if they were Makadosh the Chodesh, they weren't Makadosh the Chodesh? We know, we pass, like Rabbi Blessed Tzaddik, that automatically the Chodesh is Makadosh. Once, if you're not Makadosh in Yom Lab, automatically Yom Lab and Aleph, it's any other become Makadosh. So what does it mean? What does it help the fact they weren't Makadosh the Chodesh? Still, the Chodesh become Makadosh. And then Yom Kippur is gonna be Kaddish. So the Kli Chebda in the beginning of Parshas Boy, he says, he brings out a teretz to Pshan this Ritva, Pia Taisis Sanhedrin Daf Yerov Beis. It's Bitaik, the Lashon of Taisis Sanhedrin Yerov Beis, not 100% clear there, that we know, the Klal Rebbe Ben Tzaddik, that Kvar Kachru Shabayim, it doesn't mean an automatic thing that Bez Shabayim is automatically Bekadosh Yeh Blah Bar Aleph. It just means that since anyhow we know for sure that Bez is going to go be Bekadosh Yeh Blah Bar Aleph, so therefore the Shabayim is already Mekadosh it without Bez doing it. It happens by itself. Bez doesn't have to be Poyel do it since anyhow we know that Bez is going to want to be Bekadosh Yeh Blah Bar Aleph since they have no other choice for any other day. So therefore says the Kli Chemda that that Tosfos is that in a case where Bezdin Lehedyot doesn't want to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, for whatever reason, like in the case of the Ritva, because they had a problem with the, they didn't want Yom Kippur to be Chal, because they, or if not, they would have to be Ever Yom Kippur because of a Gzeira of the Goyim. If in Shemayim they know that Bezdin doesn't want to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh in Yom Bab and Aleph, so then the Shemayim won't be Mekadosh. Shemayim's only Mekadosh is they know anyhow that they want the that Bezdin is going to anyhow be Mekadosh Yom Bab and Aleph, but if they know that Bezdin will not be Mekadosh Yom Bab and Aleph, then Shemayim won't even be Mekadosh. Therefore, in a Kei Chetimtzu where Bezdin the Hedyu doesn't want to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, it won't become Kadosh Yom Bab and Aleph also. Very big Chiddush. And that would be the Pshat and the Ritva. However, there, but I did them not being Mekadosh L'Chodesh, I did them refraining from being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. L'Chodesh Be'emes was a Chal, and therefore there was no Yom Kippur, and therefore they didn't have to be over on eating on Yom Kippur. Our Kapanim, the Fidish Tegel Torah from the Kli Chemda, with this Ritva, it's the Torah to Chazadish's Kasha, that even if the Kvarkot Shu Shemayim, not automatically Shemayim Mekadosh, it's only if Bezim want to be Mekadosh the week. So if there will be a Din Kiddush Shabbos, and for whatever reason, let's say similar to the Cheshbon of the Ritva, some reason Bezim wouldn't want to be Mekadosh to Shabbos. Let's say if there will be a Gzeira on Shabbos, so then they wouldn't be Mekadosh that Shavua. And if they're not Mekadosh that Shavua, then it wouldn't be Chal Shabbos, Be'emes. Because that we know is a Klal of Kachru Shemayim, says the Kli Chemda, is only if Bezim wants to be Mekadosh it. And that would be Chayr Yishuv to the Chazarish's Kasha. Now there's another pshat in the Rishonim in this Gemara, what it means Kiddush, is that it is a din Kiddush Moedei, so the Rashbam is Mas, but there's no din be'emes of Kiddush Moedei, it means to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, Mekadosh L'Chodesh. And the Rashba and the Ritva bring down from the Rach, a different pshat, they bring down from the Rach, that Vayidaber Moishas Moedei Hashem B'nei Yisrael means that Moishah was Mekadosh the Moedei. And the Rach says, Shamina Mino, Shamoedim Tzuchah Kiddush Bezim L'Kovam, Loimer Moed B'yem Zeh Mekadosh. Yet they have to be Mekadosh the day of the Moed. You know what it means exactly? A new din that Bezin has to be Mekadosh the day of the Moed. And then there would be a Havamina that would apply like by Shabbos. And that's a Kamash one that you don't need to be Mekadosh the Shabbos, you only have to be Mekadosh the Moed. We don't find such a halacha in Shas, that Bezin has to be Mekadosh, it means B'Shas the Kiddush HaChodesh, Chorda Kaveya, that the Chodesh is Mekadosh this of this day, and then the Mekadosh all the days in that Chodesh that will be Yontif. So Archim Bakapanam Lafizet, the Torah is also the Chazadistic Kasha, that has nothing to do with the regular Indian Lachar of Lesbian Tzadik Pashtis, unless it's all Nichal on the Kiddush HaChodesh. So Archim Bakapanam, we have three Pshatim in the Sugi, we have the Rashbam Pshat, the Pashim Pshat, and the Gemara Lachar, that there's a din that you have to be Mekadosh HaChodesh, Shabbos will be a Havi to be Mekadosh HaShavua, and then we have the Pshat from the Netziv, that there will be a Havi that the Chodesh is Nikva. The, just like the Chodesh Nikva, Lafida Beril Haravana in Yerushalayim, in the Ara Yehuda, there will be a Havamina that Huah did the day of Shabbos would start, Lafida Shkia in Ara Yehuda. And then we set up Shabbat for the Rach, there's a din of Kiddush of Mayadais, there's a special halacha of Kiddush of Mayadais that you don't have by Shabbos. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings that now Rabbi Yosef and Nosan asked Rabbi Sheshis Pshan, the second Drasha. My Moyad Hashem Nemro, Afar Sadarm Loy Nemro. Moyad Hashem Tzvichem Mumchen, Afar Sadarm Ein Tzvichem Mumchen. Sheish is told what it means is that there's a din by Moyad Hashem, by Kiddush HaChodesh, that you need Mumchen. Afar Sadarm doesn't need Mumchen. And the Gemara asks on that, how could that be? I Vaha Roshi Amatis Ksiv. It says by the Parish of Afar Sadarm, in the Parish of Atar Sadarm, it says Roshi Amatis. Mashba, you need Mumchen. Amr of Chisar, Rabbi Yechab Yachad Mumcha. That's the din of Yachad Mumcha. That about be'ebes, if you have three people, if you have a bezin, like we learned before in Daf Kuf Chaf and Beis, then Gimel Yetis is enough. That says Rosh Yamato, that tells us the din that there's a din mumcha, but then you only need a yachid, and a yachid's enough. So we said over on Amad Beis, a Kuf Chaf and Beis, that this Avachalikis Rishonim, what does it mean, yachid mumcha? Does yachid mumcha need that you have to have smicha, smuchim? Or like the Rashbam says on Amad Beis that you don't need smuchen as long as it's a rab muvik, that's enough. It's bechagis Rashbam and Ramah. Rambam holds like the Rashbam and the Rashba over here and Arsugi over here holds like the Ramah and the Rashba brings a raya from Er Gemara. So it says the Rashba is a clear raya from Er Gemara that you need a mumchen. If you wouldn't need mumchen, what does the Gemara mean to ask about Rosh Yamatis Ksiv? It says a first drop doesn't need mumchen. My Moed Hashem, you need smuchen. Did Bezin for Kiddush HaChodesh needs smuchen. And then there's a drasha that Dafka Moed Hashem needs mumchen, and first Darm doesn't need mumchen. Which could possibly very well be that it means that you don't need smicha, you don't need to have smuchen. So what does the Gemara mean to ask for a Rashi Amatzis Ksiv, which the Gemara learns up from there, Yachum Mumcha, which the feeder Ashpam. And the feeder Ram, this means a Baki. So very good. So what's the Kasha? Very good, Rashi Amatzis Ksiv. That means you need to have someone of Talmud Chacham, Baki Gemara, like the Ashpam says. Why is that a steer to the Drasha that you don't need Mumchim? That you don't need Mumchim, which means that you don't need possibly all it could mean is that you don't need smicha, you don't need smuchim. And what's the kasha? Elamai, it's buchach from the Gemara, says the Rashba, that a yochid mumcha needs smuchim. So the Gemara brought a drush that you don't need smuchim, that you don't need to have someone that has smicha. And that, the Gemara says, is it's clear steer, but it says Rashi Amatis. So Rashi Amatis means smuchim. And that, the Gemara says, that Rashi Amatis means yochid mumcha. And in Chanami, yochid mumcha needs to have smicha, needs to be dafka from the smuchim. It can't be someone that's just a baki big Gemara. So the Ritva on Agamar brings from his Rebbe, which passes the Ra'ah. That's Toichel Araya. He says that the drasha, Boydeshem Tzvicha Bumcha, the forest storm, Eid Tzvicha Bumcha, the Loshin's Mashma, that you don't need any sort of Bumcha. You don't need anything, even a head yitz good. And that's what the Gemara means to ask for Rashi Amatzis Ksiv. That's what the Ritva here in our Sugi is Toichel, the Ritva on Mabez, on Kufchaf on Mabez, is Toichel, the Raya that the Raja brings from Agamar. And we have to understand what the Ritva means. The Ritva says that the Loshin is Mashma, you don't need any sort of Bubchin. Kasha is very nice, the Loshin is Mashma like that. But where do we have the Drasha? If it's not Mukhach in the Drasha, so then we have no right to be Mechadish to do Dirab Yachad Mumcha. If the whole Drasha is only Mukhrach to Kabib Yibamayit from Smicha, so then we can very nicely say that Rashi Amatis is coming to say that you need Gomer. If we're happy and we're comfortable to say that Rashi Amatis doesn't mean Smuchim, so then there's no steer over here. And we have no right to come in Mechadish, the Did of Yachim Mumcha. How could we take out from the Torah the Did of Yachim Mumcha? We could say that says Rashi Amatis is like the Rashbam says, need a Baki Be Gemara. And that is a Miut, that Moideh Hashem Nemra, Forest Dermle Nemra, is coming to say you don't need Smuchim. How could we derive this new Din of Yachim Mumcha? So maybe we could possibly explain Alpi the Ritva and Ergamar. The Ritva and Ergamar is Masber. Why do we need a Miut to say that Moyed Hashem Tzvicha Bubchen, Hafar Starb, Eidit Tzvicha Bubchen? Why do we need a Miut? What would be the Havimid that Hafar Starb needs Bubchen? What's the Havimid over here? So the Ritva by us says two pshatim. The Ritva says one pshat is because the Chomer in Yanayu, because since they're Chomer, since it says Rashi Amatos, that's why I would have a Havamina that you need to have Bubchim. So if he said, for sure, if he the second Teretz, if the Rishonim hold that Rashi Amatos doesn't dafka mean Smuchim, so therefore, if the whole Havamina over here that you need Mumchim is from the Pasuk of Rashi Amatos, so it's pushed that the whole Havamina would mean that you need to have Bukim, you need to have Talmidei Chachamim, Baki Begamar, like the Rashbam says. So if there's a miyot to say that Moyed Hashem Nemru, Behechach, the miyot that coming only to say that you don't need Tzvicha. The miyot's Kufa coming to say that you don't need Baki Begamar, because that would have been the whole Havamina. And the feet of Teretz of Chaber and Yanayu also, it could be that Bisvara. There's no Havamina to Bisvara, since it's Chaber and Yanayu, so you need to have someone that's Smuchim. It could be, it's a Svara that you need, since it's Chaber and Yanayu, you have to have a big Talmud Chacham to be able to be Matir. You need to have Baki Begamar to be Matir. So therefore, since the whole Havamina why you need a Drash is only because of the tzad that you need Baki Begamara, that's the whole Havamina. There's no Havamina that you need Smuchim. So Behechrich, the Miyat Kufa coming to say that you don't need Rashi Amatis, that you don't need Baki Gemara. That the Gemara asks that Lamaisif does say Rashi Amatis, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechisa Rav Yechanan B'Yachin Mumcha. That could possibly be the way there are on the Rishonim that are Chilik on the Rajba, the Rashbam, the Rambam, that hold that you don't need Smuchim. That's possibly how they learned the Hechrich of the Gemara from the Drashas of the Torah, how we mechadish the Yachim Mumcha, because the whole Miyat Behechrich has to be going on that. Since there's no Havamina that you need to have Mumcha, you need Smuchim Mamish. So Behechrich, the Miyat of Moed Hashem Nemru, Hafaras Adar Moed Nemru, is Behechrich going on the Halacha of Baki B'Gemara. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings the Mishnah, Seif Tainis, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo Yomim Taimli Yisol Kachamisha Asa Ba'ab Uchayim Ekepurim. So the Gemara asks, Yom Kippurim is a very special day, we understand. What's the big milo, what's the big simcha that it says that lo yom tovli yisol, what's the big simcha of tu ba'av, of chamisha asa ba'av? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, the first pshat, Yom Shutu Shvatim Lavi Zeh Bezeh. That There was a day that the Shvatim Mahuta Lovi Zebeze. My Dorosh Zeh Adavar Dorazeh Lo Yenoyge Albedar Zeh. That the Isser that it says in the Torah that you weren't allowed to get married, a lady that's Nirish Nachlo wasn't allowed to get married to a different Shevet, today that the Nachlo shouldn't go over to other Shevet. It was Hutar now, this din. So Rashbam is Masber, that it was only the din of this Isser was only said to the Dor Boril Aretz, Shanesel Masabas Nachlo, the Hashtamiya, and the Shtaira Daimene Adam Shayyaba Isay Dor. If there would have been people left over from that dark Kati Bisuraya Kaima, they would have still been Aser. But the other people that weren't part of that dar, they became mutter. So the whole Isser, says the Rashbam, was only on the dar by your arts. Wasn't on the dar afterwards. So if you look at the Gvur Sari in Tainas Taflaman of Abbeis, he's betam on the Rashbam. He says, whoever was mutter, whichever lady was mutter to get married to the men, but she wasn't midoy by your arts. So she was mutter till now also. Any lady that was usher, because she was by arts, was usher. So whoever was mutter was usher. So sachakol, what happened? People died. Those people that were usher died. Everyone that was usher already was finished. With the whole dar was finished. They all died. So asks the Gvur Sari. So what was the big simcha over here? Simcha sachakol was that people died. Nothing was this chadash anything that you should be happy about. Whoever was mutter to get married till now was mutter. Whoever was usher to get married till now was usher. What was this chadash over here that there should be any simcha? And therefore, it says the Gvur Sari, a different pshat, based on written Ar Sugya, is also Chayra Bavur, like this Mahalach, that what was the Chalish over here was the Drosha. That the Drosha, they were Mechalish, this Drosha, till now they thought that the Isra was Kayim La'olam. This Drosha was the Chalish to them, Zeh Adavar, because just like we find by the din of Mayaviv Le Mayavis, it was the Chalish in Bezin Shel Shmuel, this din of Mayaviv Le Mayavis. So this Drosha was the Chalish over here, that is a Drosha of Zeh Adavar, that this Isra was only Noyeg Bisman Amidbar. And the Tesarid says it a little differently, that it wasn't Nisparsim. They weren't Mepharsim as Drosha till them. They didn't want people to know about it. They didn't want people to know it's only Noyeg for one Dar. People might not be so Machbar on the Isser. But Kaponin, they go, the Tesarid and verse 3 go with the same Mahalach, that wasn't that the Dara Midbar was a day that the Dara Baya Arts was Nifter, was Pasak that Dara. It was a day that was the Schadish, this Drasha. This Drasha was a Schadish, was a big Simcha by Klai, so that all the Shvatim were able to get married to each other. Look in the Rishash and Agamar, also says this Mahalach. If you look later on in the Ritva, on the next Gemara, the Ritva says that he's going on the Yom on a different Gemara, but he says that this Lashon of Yom Shehutu Shvatim Lavi Zebezeh is not Mashma like this. Maybe why the Rashbam refrained from this pshat was because the lashon of hutu, they weren't hutar. They were always mutter. There was the skal of a heter, but there wasn't hutar. The lashon of hutar is mashma. It was hutar. Maybe that's why maybe the Rashbam was benay himself from learning this pshat. But in this two pshat in the Gemara, the Rashbam's pshat, which is mashma, was the day when the dar midbar finished, and the Vursari and the Tesarid and the Rishash, they want to go differently. That it means the It means that they would tackle was this parson now, was this chadish to klai, so now this heter. The Gemara goes on the second shita. Rabbi Bar Bachanan of Yechonim, Yom Shehuta Shevet Binyamin Loi Bekal, Vechsev Ishi Sol Nishva Mitzvah Labor, Ishvi Menu Leite Bita the Binyamin Leisha, Maisa Pilagish Begiva, they made a shvua that no one's going to give the daughter to Shevet Binyamin. And they were my darish we met of like Venenu Tafka, the Isser was on the door, on that door that made the Shvuah, on their children, on their sons were allowed to give over their daughters to Shevet Binyam. And the Rabban has a kasha, and Rishonim will bring it, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran. He has a kasha that what happened to Tu B'Av? They were able to whoever was part of that Shvuah, whoever was part of the Shvuah, Alachis wasn't able to give his daughters, and their sons. Whenever the sons would get old enough and have daughters, they were able to do it. When exactly? What does that do with Tu B'Av? When does Tu B'Av come in? Similar to what we discussed before. So the Ramban says, Shamina Mina, when a whole klal makes a shvua, wasn't a private shvua each person on himself. It was a klal you take a shvua, klal you saw made a chayrim, whole klal you saw made a shvua. Then automatically the mechubin of the shvua is that kol's man that someone's left over. Any person from this shvuah is left over, it's chal on the whole Klal Yisrael that they can't go ahead and give over to Isha. So Kol Zman, this dar that made the dar that made the shvuah was still around, they wouldn't be able, even their children, even their sons can't give over their daughters. This is a shvuah on Klal Yisrael that they're not allowed to give over their daughters. Only once the whole dar passed away, then, from then on, which then happened on Tu B'Av, the last people that from the dar passed away on Tu B'Av, that's when the sons were then hutar to go and do it. And over here is what we spoke before, the Ritva speaks out that you can't learn that it means to say that they were machadish the heter then. First of all, he says, what do you mean they were machadish the heter? They made the shvuah, they knew what the shvuah was, the shvuah was only on them. It's not a drasha, they made the shvuah only on themselves. And he says also that the lashon of Yom Shehuta Shevet Binyamin is not mashva. It's not mashva that they were mechadish to drush them. It's mashva that that was when the heter was chal. And the Ritva speaks out before, he says, Shamina Mina, that even if a person says, that even if they would have not said Mimenu Dafko, let's say they would have not spoke out Lahedya that Dafko Mimenu, if they would have made a shvuah on everyone, then the b'nei would be bechal. And you see from here a big chiddush that a tzibur can make an iser. And it's chal not only on whoever's here, it's chal on the asidim also. A tzibur can make an iser, and it's chal on all their children. They get from Minhagim in cities, they get to the children also. That a tzibur has a koyach to go ahead and make a chayrim, to go, that's kayim not only for them, for the people that are asidim to come out for them also. It's a small dictic on the Lashon HaRitva. The Lashon HaRitva is that they could, that he's bedayik shamina minosh, ilu amristam af b'neim b'chlal. Comes out, if you what we just brought down from the Ramban, which the Ritva himself brings, that it was takah chal on b'neim. It was takah chal on b'neim. It wasn't only chal on themselves. It was chal on b'neim till they died, till the last one died out. All the children, all the sons, it could have been many years, were also to give over their children, to give over their daughters. So it was be'emes chal on b'neim here. You don't have to make a dictok, a diok. Lest the Ritva, after Rabban Shetikul Torah, the Ritva is saying what's Mukhrach in the Gemara. Rabban Shetikul Torah is not Mukhrach in the Gemara, so he's just bringing a dictum with that halk upon him is Mukhrach in the Gemara. But in the Chadami, the feeder of Rabban, it's Bepoyel. You see from the Gemara Lamaisa that Be'emes became Nesar, that it became Nesar for the children, even though the children weren't there, B'Shas Shavua, it became Nesar for the children also. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Rav Dibi Bar Yosef Abraham Nachum, Yom Shekalu by Meisi Bidbar. Omar Mar, actually call him Mason Midbar. Loya Yidiber, Moshish Nevahika, Shatamakach, Bacham Alamas, Bekarab Om, Besamak Leva, Dabasham, Eli Lamar, Eli Haya Dibber. Dibber was crazy to Moshe only after the Dar Midbar was Difter. So Taisvis starts off, Taisvis, the Master Yemsh called him Mason Midbar, starts off that the Pashim Shah and the Gemara would be that all the Mason Midbar died, and the last people died on Tisha B'Av. Now, why did it take till Tu B'Av to be chayz, that should be chayzer Dibra al Moshe was because they had Zayin Yemei Avelus. They were sitting Shiva from Tisha B'Av till Tu B'Av, and then that's when after Avelus, then there was no more Atzvos, and then Shechina was able to be Shayra, and that's why the Dibra came back only on Tu B'Av. So B'Chada on the Kavitz Yurim is Ma'orer and Oishin Samaches. The L'Chayra Avelus Shiva is only a Drabbanan Diketin. It's interesting to say that the Drabbanan Diketin was already now. So Be'emes, that's a horror from Bechani Yesh La'ay, and it could be that the Shiva, we're not talking about Dine Shiva over here, we're talking about just that they were in Be'atzvos. We find the Indian of Shiva, we find by Yaakov Avinu, Parashat Vayechi, and Parak Nun, Pasak Yud, says that they were dead, that the As Abel of the Shivas Yamim, that there was an Indian of Shivas Yamim before Chazal came around also. But Be'emes, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Rambam's Mefurish, Moshe Tikkun. Moshe was the one that was besaken the Shivas Yimei Avelus. So it's very mistaver that already then, Moshe was right before Moshe's Tira over here. It's very mistaver that already he was doing the Zayin Yimei Avelus, and the Kar of the Rambam's from Yushalmi in the beginning of Ksubis. But that's the Tesis first Pshat, that Pashu Pshat and the Gemara, that they all were Nifter, the whole Dara Midbar was Nifter, and just the Dibur came back 7 days later. And there's Bam. And who had the Rashi and Tainus Taflamid, also brings down a Medrash Eicha. Medrash Eicha is before that they went every single, it's Yom Shabbat by a Chayfer, every single Tishba they used to go, they used to dig themselves graves, go into it, they used to, and whoever, and then they used to wake up in the morning, whoever was still alive came back out. And a lot of people didn't stand up. And that year, everyone stood up. And they waited, they thought maybe they made a mistake. They waited until they saw Tu B'Av, the moon was already full, so they saw it's obviously not Tisha B'Av anymore. It's obviously there's no mistake here. And they had a very big simcha, they had a very big simcha. So Tosfos has a lot of kashas on this pshat. But kaponim, the pashat pshat in the Rashbam is that there's no people got saved from Xerah. Whoever was in Xerah died. Happens to be that everyone had already died the year before, and that's what the Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos leaves off with the kasha in the Rashbam. That why were they digging kfarim in the last year? Why were they digging kfarim in the last year? Since everyone died, since Kiva de Beshtaka Mesu called Isa Shay Ruin Lama, so everyone knew who was supposed to die. For 20 to 60 was supposed to die. Why were they still digging for him? So therefore, Tesis learns Al Pita Medrash Echa different mahal from the Rabbeinu Tam. He brings her Rabbeinu Tam. That in a Chanami, that people Taka were saved from the Gzeira. That people that were Royin Lama's Mashan Achorina, but Emma stood up and the Emma's didn't die. Tesis brings, like by Chiskio, we find that even though there was Gzeira, He was Heruch Leharbe afterwards. And they says that, it says a Pasuk, V'yinoysamem ishkim kol ben yifkun. It's mashba v'yeshua benun. It's mashba, everyone else was nifter. It's talking about Ha'adam Ha'isa Shuruyin Lamas Kerem Shin Espatza Al-Gzeira. It's talking about the people that be'emes, that were right to be died before it was Espatza Al-Gzeira. Because, like, Tesis learns up that they died equally every year. Everyone that was 60 died. When you turned 60 that year, you died. And therefore, whoever was turned 60 then, or the years, the last year, people that turned 60 that year, they were the ones that saved. Everyone else was different. That's why Dafka Kol Ben Yifun and Yeshua Ben Nun was saved, was left over. And Tosfos writes, Inami, another Mahalach, that Betchila Negzeira was on people that were already Chaf Betzimtzum. I know that even if they were just, they had just turned 20. The B'Saif says, Tosfos, Richam Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only, the only people died that were people that were already 20 and one Chodesh. Finds such an Indian of being, you have to be 20 and a chaydish. Someone that was only 20, Hashem cheshvin kidu, they weren't 20 yet. So he says, just like Hashem was dealer gets akates, Hashem cheshvin, like they weren't 20 yet. That was the chiddush, that was the simcha over here that they got up. So the Gvur Sari asked that, first of all, the Gemara on the base says, we learn that from Erichin. He says, a light or blazer, but emes by Erichin, also you need to be 20 and a chaydish. So what was the havamina of Bechlal that these people should have died? But emes, they weren't nechal and gzeira. You don't need a special richam, because but emes, we learn out from Erichin. Gemara on the base says we make gzeira shava from Erichin. And by Erichin, light your blessing, but emes, you need 20 and a chaydish. It's also this kasha, a bit of tam, the gvor sari, that a fear of bit of tam, but emes, that people who were saved, that was a simcha. That was a simcha. Why do we have to come along and say, why do you think we have to fear is to Omar Mar, actually call him Mesa Bidbar, Loya Yadibur, in Moshe? Why do you have to say that for? Why do you think we have to say? The simcha was, is Yom Shekolo by Mesa Bidbar. Thousands of people were saved from the Misa of the Gzeira. That was the simcha of Tuba'av. It's mashma the Gemara, like the Rashpash, like the Rashbam. There was no special, everyone that died, died. There was no special, the whole simcha was just, it was Chazar Adibur. I'll find the Rishayim, a whole, along the lines of Rebbeinu Tam, different mahalchim, exactly what which people were saved. Look at the Rabban says that the Chiddush was the Shisha B'Lamala, that 60 and up, and they didn't know that 60 and up weren't Nechal and Gzeira, and they found that the 60 and up weren't Nechal and Gzeira. The Ritva says that someone that was turned Chaf that year, in other words, the Chayyim means to say they were only 19. There was a half minute that since they were in the Shnas Chaf, they were also Nechal, and that was the Chadash Tematu Ba'av, that they didn't die. So those are different mahalchim in the Rishayim. Al pi the derech of Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam says it took from 20 to a month. Rabban says more than 60. The Ritva says under a year, the year of 20. Also, they had a half minute would be nechal negzeir. And as a shtukel teira from the Brisker Rav, a parsha shlach, very geshmak a shtukel teira. Also to explain this, al pi the derech of Rebbeinu Tam. He brings that there's a medrash. The medrash says, medrash over there in parsha shlach says that those that were Loy Havy Space Cyrus and they weren't Chaf years old, they didn't Bechal get killed. They came into Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Bechal Nechal Negzeira. Someone that was B'nei Chaf, Havy Space Cyrus, he was Nechal, he was Nechal Negzeira, he died. Someone that was Havy Space Cyrus but wasn't yet Ben Chaf, in other words, he was a Gadol, he was 13 already, he was Havy Space Cyrus, he just wasn't Ben Chaf yet, so then it depends. If he was B'Isa Itzel, he was Nechal in the Itz Atzas Veraglim, so then He got killed. And if he wasn't Beit Zabrag, he didn't get killed. So says the Brisker Rav, it's before that there was another din of the Xeris. Someone that was, even though he's Pachas Melchav, as long as he was in the Eitzes of Meraglim, he was Nichlan. Says the Brisker Rav, that would be the Pshan the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Menatzai Lo Yeruah. Says the Brisker Rav, that's the second din. There's one din from someone that's from Chav to from Melchav and Shishim, no matter what. Tzaddik or Rasha, the Torah Midbar's nigzar on them that they don't go into Eretz Yisrael. From once he was a gadol, if he was nichal gzeira, he was menatzai, then he's lo yeruah. There's another gzeira. So the Brisker Rav brings down our cases for Rabbeinu Tam, and he says Rabbeinu Tam says that people from the last year were saved, and Rabbeinu Tam asked himself lo neisav em ish, shteitim pasuk lo neisav em ish. So says the Brisker Rav, lefi his mahalach, it's not shver. Lo neisav em ish means lo neisav from the people from ben chav to ben sheish, shishim from that din. But there was a tzveita din, there was another din, there was a din that kol menatzai, anyone that was nichal menatzai baraglim, they also, even if they were pachas mechaf, going to go in. And on that, says the Brisker Rav, that's where possibly was the what the Gemara over here says, the medesh echas before that they got up. From the people that were pachas mechaf, and they got saved, there's no pasuk that says, le'naisabam ishkim kala ben yifun yeshua ben nun. And the Brisker Rav says, if he's there, you could say pshat, In a sifri, there's a sifri in the sifra. And the sifra, Lama Beis Midas, brings the pasuk in Tehillim. Says the pasuk, Arbam Shana Oka Bedar. And the pasuk says, Hashem Ishbati Be'api Im Yevayin Amelchasi. Kishi Yashav Api Yevayin Amelchasi. The sifra darshes that when a pack of Yashav Api, when I won't be angry anymore, Yevayin Amelchasi. So the rivet over there on the sifra on the Teres Kainim is this kasha. It says the pasuk neisav behem ish. So the Ravid is what sad to say that emes is not going on dar midbar, even though the hemshach of sukkah is mashmar bom shana akub adar v'leimar abtoy leivavim is going on dar midbar. This drasha, this pasuk is not going on dar midbar, and he brings another pshat to Ravid, and the Ravid says that maybe had they attacked be emes done tshuva shlema, they would have gone in, but it didn't happen. That's why be emes neisav behem ish. Says the Brisker Rav, let your beta tam it's asi shapir bepshitas, let your beta tam in the chanami. There were people that ba emes. When it was Yashav Api, the MS people were Yevayna Manuchasi. But says the Brisker Rav, the Fihim, it's very Gishmak, the Fihim, the MS, he says that the Pshat in this din of Yashav Api is because the Gzeira is called Menatzai. Calls man they blind Menatzai, calls man they're Menatzai Hashem. Once Hashem is Yashav Api, once Hashem's Ap goes away, so they're not Nechal Menatzai anymore, and the MS they could go into Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the Lashon Aram and Pirish Mishnah, Seif Tainis, the Lashon Aram is that this yom is a gishu by rotsa that bayri v'hashavas apoy v'silin chamasa mehem. Ram used the lashon of this drasha that there was hashavas apoy, and since it was hashavas apoy, that's why they were able to be yevayin amunuchasi. So I saw in the Simchas Yeshua, Simcha Maimon Sefer Al Toiro, he says al Peter Biskarov, you can say pshan the pasuk and Perak Yidal pasuk of Dal. The pasuk says va'abdi kolib ikavayis ruach cheres imay ve'imali acharoy. The first one is Kasha. Why does it single out Kalev? All over it says it's Kalev and Yeshua. So Reb Simcha Maimon said that the pasuk was going right after the pasuk of Chol Menatzai Lo Yeruah, which the Brisker Rav explains is a new din from Yegimel to Chaf, that there's a din of Menatzai. So that the pasuk is speaking out that Kalev wasn't Nichla Menatzai. Yeshua's Pashat, he had nothing to do with the Atzis Baraglim. But since we know that Kalev, like Rashi on this pasuk itself brings, was ba'atis baraglim. He made kilu. He was part of the atis baraglim. And that the pasuk saying, "Avdi kolev ikol ha'isa ruach cheres imoy vayimali akrei." That hedyu behepich, kolev was just went together with the baraglim only behedyu to be able to show that they're wrong. That he was achas v'pev achas b'leiv. That's what's speaking out. That kolev, even though he was ba'atis baraglim, he made like kilu was atis baraglim. Ruach Acheres Imay Yemale Achray, and that's why he's going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua didn't have to speak out. Yeshua, there was no Havamin, he was part of Menatzai. He was against the Meraglim from the beginning. But Akapodim, so we have over here in the Sugyo, we have the Pasha Pshat, the Rashbam and Rashi, which Pashas Mashba, that everyone that was supposed to die died. There was no special thing. And then we have the Rebbeinu Tam, the Mahalach of Rebbeinu Tam, either that people stood up, and that it says, like Neisabem Ish, which just the people that were Ruyan Lamas. Till then, people that were right to die in the last year, Be'emes. Did make it the people that turned 60 that year, but Ebbes got saved. Or the Rashbab says that, or the Rabbeinu Tam says that it was the Giyat Pachas Ben Chaf. He said for the Rabban Ben Shishim, he said for the Ritva in the Ben Chaf, and then we said for the Brisker Rav that it's the Giyat for the people from Yugibel Pulchaf, people that were Menatzai, the people that were Ba'isa Itzaf, that were already Gedolim, but they weren't yet Ben Chaf. On that, maybe that's where the Pasuk, that's where the Vismedish Echa people stood up from the Kfarim, and they didn't get killed even though they were supposed to. the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, "Remaster Abba Yev should do haruge beita lekfura." The Abba Remaster Oysi Yev should do haruge beita lekfura. Tiknu beyav da toiv abeitiv. A toiv shle esrichu abeitiv should do lekfura. Mar the thing big toiv fakai so that the haruge beita were able to be get a kfura. That's why they were sakin a berchas habazin a bracha revius of a toiv abeitiv. Shaydim over here explain. Why were they besaked in Birchus Abbasin? What does it have to do with Birchus Abbasin? What does Aruge Beitar have to do with Birchus Abbasin? So the Rishayd by us, Ramban, the Rajma, the Ritva, the Ran, is Tosfos and Titus, Afla Bet Aleph, Bet Aleph. Also, the Rabbasal Tiknu, they bring out a Medrash Echa, that Adritus Kesar, he used these Aruge Beitar to make a gedder, to make a wall around his kerem. He had a huge kerem, and he made a huge wall go around them. Until Malchus Acharis came and they gave them Rishus to be Kaiber. So the Rishayim say today to remember this, that it was a gather b'kerem, it was around the kerem, so they were Masakin b'Birchus Hamazon, because Hamazon is Nemar al-Yayin, so it did to be B'varach al-Kais, so that's why they were Masakin b'Birchus Hamazon. The Ritva adds another pshat, that since it was a Deis Choshev B'Oid, the Chazal understood that this is something that we have to be Moide B'Shapeach to the Rabbi Nishom, so they were Kaveya B'Birchus Hamazon. B'Birchus Hamazon is that we're Moide al Oretz, where we thank Hashem for everything Hashem gave us, and we're able to be Moide, the Ritva says, B'Teich Nefesh Sveya, Leib Sameach. So the B'Sakit in B'Birchus Hamazon, also this idea to be Moide on Aruge Beisar. There's another pshat from the Shuvis Ben Yabed Zev, it's Simon Shidon Aleph, which the Brewer brings it in Simon Kuf Ayin Hei, L'Gabi B'Birchus Hateva Beitav on Shida Yayin. He brings out this svar, I think, from Sheber Beitav B'Chaya, that the Toiva Beitav we make today, B'Shas, where we ate, we had a lot of Thigur, Kapot of Ashida Yayin, for sure, that could maybe a personal day chet, Taivis Elo B'Hazet, to be able to be Zoichel Yeba Miso, and to remember that Aruge Beitar, this is something that will keep a person in place, keep a person in law, and it shouldn't be Nibshach Achar Taivis Elo B'Hazet, B'Frat, the Gabi Nidbroch of Toiva Beitav of Riba Yayin. The Gemara goes on another pshat. Rabbi Rav Yosef David Shavayim Yoyim Shapoyski by Belichos Eitzum Arocha. That they stop cutting Eitzum Arocha. And the Gemara explains Tanya Rabbi Yezar Gadol Omer Kivin Shegiach Hamishah Tzva'ab Toshesh Koicha Shalchama Lo Yikarsin Eitzum Arocha. They stop cutting Eitzum Arocha. Didn't have the Koicha Chama Kedei to dry out the wood properly. And there would be worms in the wood if the wood's damp and wet. Therefore, they didn't cut wood anymore for the Maracha from two ba'av and on. B'chadon kovet shurim shid sabach tesis ba'ira that l'chayra that the koicha shel chama is not totally in two ba'av, it's totally in the shnasa chama, not in the shnasa alvana. It says maybe they kovet on one special day, k'day that day, since it was usually around that time, they kovet on one day to make it a kfur dikayon. Now, exactly what was this simcha? So the Rashbam explains that the simcha was that they were mashlum a mitzvah. Yoyim Shapasku are Yismechov, Yishba'isim, and Mashlim and Mitzvah Gdele, because it's this big mitzvah of cutting Eitzel Marocha, was a big simcha since they were Mashal the mitzvah. There's other than the famous Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Rabbeinu Gershom learns a different pshat. Vasu Yantabe, Shabikan Be'elecha, Yoyiski Matayra. While they were being curious Eitzel Marocha, they were Mispatl Mitamatayra, says Rabbeinu Gershom. And now, from now on, they were able to learn. They had more time to learn. That's what was the big simcha. That's Rabbeinu Gershom's Mahalach. Upon him, the Rashbam learns up that the Yisayit of the Simcha of here is Mashlim Mitzvah Gdela. And the Muki Yosef over here, he says that, why did I bring down this? He said, the Muki Yosef says, why did he bring it down? So the Muki Yosef says, one of the reasons why he brought down this din over here was, he says, V'gam shum, to teach us that Minig L'smoyach B'inina Mitzvah Ad Shekishesh Lima Isit Simcha Mishte V'yamte. The Muki Yosef, I'm coming to teach you over here that there's how much you should be misameach with a mitzvah. Arkidei kach, when you finish the mitzvah, you should make a simcha mishten a yomtiv. And there are ma in Yeridea and Simon Reishman Vav Sifcha Vav. He brings down the sign in the parentheses there. It's coming from this Muki Yosef that when someone's besayva masechta mitzvah is smoyach v'las esuda v'nikra sudas mitzvah. There are ma paskins that has a din of a sudas mitzvah. And the gra. The going over there and Ois Ayin Vav is Mitzayin to the Arashbam. Makor is that from Arashbam. And the going over there also says Ayin in Simon Tofrei Samach Tes. And over there in Simon Tofrei Samach Tes, there are Ma. It's going on in Sipchas Torah. Ma says that we call the Achron, the last day of Sukkot, we call it Simchas Torah. And we're not able to make a simcha, a gomer shel Torah. And the Goyim's Mitzayin to this, that this it's Makar is from here also. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Tafresh Samach Tes, got involved, he brings down Meshem El Yerabba, that not only do you make a simcha, a gomer shel Torah, who are they when you gomer a mitzvah also? Chari Makar is from this Muki Yosef, from the Harashbam, that anytime you gomer a mitzvah, anything as a Hemshech Zman, you make a simcha, you make a Seudah. If you look at Igris Moshe and Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, it's in Kufnun Zayin, over there, some of the Shail over there is down with him. If you can make a seam on a mikra, it sounds like they had a shiur over there that they used to learn psukim, whatever it was, and you want to know if Dafka need a seam on Masechta. Is it a Sudas Mitzvah also when you make a seam on mikra? So Rav Moshe writes that he says the Makar is from here, the Makar is from here, Krisas Eitzim, any mitzvah that has a Hemshech's man. You have to make a suda. He says, even though over here, L'chayr, does not mash, but it's a chi of suda over here. Doesn't not huska over here, it's a chi of suda. So he says that maybe the reason why there's no chi of suda over here is because not one person did the whole mitzvah. Bunch of people together, every person cut a few pieces of wood, therefore it's not enough to make a suda's mitzvah. And mash enkein, when one person says to Rav Moshe, does the whole thing, any mitzvah that one person does, and he says, look in the Lashon Muki Yosef, Muki Yosef doesn't say anything about finishing a mesechta. Muki Yosef says that any mitzvah, and therefore he says, who are they that I see him on learning psukim? It's also like that. He speaks out, Ayin Shom. Has to be that you're learning with the emes of pshat, not pshat that some people are saying, which is Rubam Sheker. It's to be learning the psukim with the emes of pshat. But he says that over there, a pashat that's going to have a din, any mitzvah, he says that you're gomer, any mitzvah that takes a hemshach's man, you're gomer that mitzvah, a pashat that you make a sudas mitzvah on it. But Yesh La'ayin, Lefiur Ermesha writes, that he says the reason why there's no Sudas Mitzvah on Krisas Eitzim is because not one person did it. That it is a minig that we make together, a Siyim. We give out Mishnayis to learn, and everyone does it together. Yesh La'ayin, if that's such a Siyim, has it did Sudas Mitzvah, B'chal, if it's not one person, like Rav Moshe says, it has to be that one person was going to the whole Mitzvah. Tzarechim. The Gemara goes on over here, the Gemara says, brings a Braisa. Tadra Abadon. Shiva Kaflu is called Oilam Kulay. Seven people that went through the whole world. Starts from Adam Rishon, and it says that Mr. Shalach saw Adam Rishon, Shem saw Mr. Shalach, Yaakov saw Shem, Amram saw Yaakov, Achia Shiloini saw Amram, Elyo is Roaz Achia Shiloini, Vadayin Kayim. Elyo Anavi is still Kayim. So the Gemara over here is this Kasha, how could it be that Achia Shiloini saw Amram? It says a Pasuk, Aksiv, Leinoisvam Ish, Kim Kalabin Yifunav Yeshua Manun. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Amram, like Nigzu Gzeira al Shiftish al Levi. That Shevet Levi didn't have Gzeira. And Rashbam explains the Gemara, that therefore, Achia Shiloini, even though we know he lived later on in the times of Yerobam, he saw Amram in Mitzrayim. He saw Amram in Mitzrayim. And Achia Shiloini, you have to say, al Pidus Gemara was a Levi. And therefore, he was Yotzim in Mitzrayim, and he was Baal Aretz, since Shevet Levi wasn't Michal on the Gzeira. If you look at the Ribagash is a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, no. Amram, we know, was a Levi. And Amram, even though he was so old, he went in, since he was a Levi, he went into Eretz Yisrael. He be'emes was bibaya. All right, he went into Eretz Yisrael, and that's where Achia Shilani saw him. That's what Rashbam, he learns the Gemara differently than the Rashbam. The Rashbam learns that Achia Shilani was Yotzim in Mitzrayim. He learns, no, Achia Shilani because Bani Ravim Pella and the Rashbam comes out that Achia Shlini was Mamish Marich Yom and very long. No, Achia Shlini was born in Eretz Yisrael and he saw Amram in Eretz Yisrael. The Rashba is Betam on the Rimagash's Pshat. Tebu Gdeilah, it's a mitzvah Gadol Yash of the Rimagash. He says, how could it possibly be that Amram was Ibadiya Aretz? How could it be that Amram came into Eretz Yisrael? It says clearly in the Pasuk that Amram was Difter, he lived for 137 years. Kufla B'Zayin Shana. Not possible, he says that the Bryce over here is before us, that he saw Yaakov Avidu. Even if he saw Yaakov Avidu at Seif Yamav, Yaakov Avidu was lifted 17 years from when he came down to Mitzrayim. There wasn't 137 years. They were in Mitzrayim for more than 137 years after Yaakov Avidu was Nifter. So Amram Behechuk was Nis in Mitzrayim. It's impossible that Amram left Mitzrayim. Before Shab Sukkim, Efsher. If it's Batama, Tamak Dale, and the Rimagash, Sarachi and Gabba. Rashbam speaks out the high tana leisvir lechanoich zem batatrin. Shavu the name of shneim kofu was called oilam. That if chanoich was batatrin, chanoich saw adam and batatrin was that batatrin is still kayim. So the chayyur could have said shneim is kofu was called oilam. Why did he have to go tell Eliyahu? We go tell chanoich. So the Rishonim, Ramban, and all the Rishonim, Rashba, Ramban, Ritva, they all say that it's not Mukhrach. Could be that we could hold the Chanoich's Patatrin. It does not a stira to our sugya. Because he says that he says even if Chanoich's Patatrin, that Homir that when a stalk, he was a stalk ben Oilam, he's not part of the Oilam anymore. He was a stalk from the Chanoich's, and if I nenu, Kilaka Chay said like him, even if he's Patatrin. Ayel yo. So it says the Ramban, Avel yo, Motzi ba Oilam, the ima ruyin loy. The lashon of the Ritva is avodai alyo adayim ba'ilam v'niru the ruyin loy. He's a scholar to the ruyin loy. L'chayr the kavara of these rishonim. So Peter, the famous Chacham Sefer and Chelek Vav Shuvat Tzadi Ches. He's going on the Gemara in Irvin Daf Mem Gimel and Beis. What the Gemara over there is before the alyo can't come on Shabbos. This is a problem of Tchumen. Chacham Sefer asks, what do you mean? We know by Bris Milo. Even on Shabbos, we all say Zekisa Shel Alyo. Moel says, Ami Domini Vesamcheni, even on Shabbos, before that he comes to Bris on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sefer explains that Eliyahu HaNavi could sometimes come, the Torah is on Hashama, to Bris. He doesn't come with his guf, he's not the scholar on his guf. Masha'ikin, he says, when Eliyahu HaNavi is the scholar, when he'll come to be the Vassar, who are the scholar, to other tzaddikim, but Tabi the Chab, we know there's such a thing as Gvida Eliyahu, he could be the slabish in his guf still. His guf is still here, he didn't die, his guf Azach. He'll come with his guf, and he puts his neshama into his guf, and then he comes down to the world. That's why there's a problem of tchumim for him to come to be a mevaser, and that's why he says it's possible to have the din of teiku, tishbi, taratz, kushas, v'yibayis. Because he's going to come back with his guf, like a regular person. He's a regular person. He says he's going to be the gadol b'tayra. He's the one, he was b'kabal tayra, either from Achia Shiloini. He's a mumche, he'll be able to be seimech, he make you bati dinam, be able to be seimech everyone. That's what it is, and therefore that's what the Rishonim over here mean, that Eliyahu HaNavi is still mamish here, his guf could still come down, he comes down as a scholar to people, in his guf, mamish. Not like a chanoich, but Tatrin also is part of this world, one does things in this world, but not with a guf, not like a regular person with his guf. That's the chayin ha-mechubar of these Rishonim, that Eliyahu HaNavi is a dying kaim. The Gemara over here is before that Shevet Levi wasn't nechal negzeiro, and then the Gemara goes on and says that Yosef ben Cha ben Samach is also not nechal negzeiro. So I saw in the Sefer of Simchas Yeshua, a Torah from Simcha Maimon, he's this kasha on a Rashi on Yuma da Pevavim Beis, the Ramasal Achas, that over there it's before the had Moshe Rabbeinu bin Chayte, had Moshe Rabbeinu bin Nichol Nigra Achar Meraglim, that he be'emes would have been Nichol on the Xeris Meraglim. The kasha is that L'chayr Moshe was from Shevet Levi, he wasn't Nichol on Xeris Meraglim B'Savan, and he also was Yesim ben Samach. So it says with Simcha Maimon, Al Peter Biskarov is very good. Al Peter Biskarov is another din. There's a din of Komenatze Lo Yeruah. You don't have to be Nichal in the Gzeirah. This whole din of Levi and this whole din of Pachas Ben Samach is all in the Gzeirah from Chav Til Samach. And that Gzeirah that all Yidin, Bain, they were in the Eitz of Ben, they weren't in the Eitz of that was, that Moish, Shevet Levi and Yosef Ben Samach wasn't Nichal. But in the new din that Komenatze, anyone that was Nichal, as long as they were a Gadol, as long as they were Yosef and Yagimel, the heavy base Cyrus, when Nichal and Xero of Komenatze, the Yerua, that Moshe Rabbeinu, had he been the Menatze, he would have been Nichal and Xero. And Be'emes would have been Nichal and Xero. That's why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Nichal and Xero, only because he wasn't Nichal and the Atzis Meraglim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.